Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. With praise the dwellers on high coronate you, O John the Great One, and our own companion. Our song joins to theirs, magnanimous prelate. O lofty teacher, in gold you bring forth vehemently by mouth your words that richly and readily mine loves, vain productively striking yet more keenly. With a wound our faults, yourself in virtue shine like a mirror bright, and for your people your merits coruscate. To everyone Paul's careful imitator, all things you become. Nobody breaks you, nothing imperiously subdues you by wrath. Red golden victories honors you obtain, venerated exile at heart a martyr. Now, by your able prayers, let us be aided, that to God's abode quickly we may approach, sweetly together we in love resounding shall voice hymns of praise. Amen. I will sing to you, O Lord. I will learn from you the way of perfection. My song is of mercy and justice. I sing to you, O Lord. I will walk in the way of perfection. O, when, Lord, will you come? I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes whatever is base. I will hate the ways of the crooked. They shall not be my friends. The false-hearted must keep far away. The wicked I disown. The man who slanders his neighbor in secret, I will bring to silence. The man of proud looks and haughty heart, I will never endure. I look to the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of perfection shall be my friend. No man who practices deceit shall live within my house. No man who utters lies shall stand before my eyes. Morning by morning I will silence all the wicked in the land. Uprooting from the city of the Lord all who do evil. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I will sing to you, O Lord. I will learn from you the way of perfection. Lord, do not withhold your compassion from us. Blessed are you and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name. For you are just in all you have done. All your deeds are faultless, all your ways right, and all your judgments proper. For we have sinned and transgressed by departing from you, and we have done every kind of evil. For your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever, or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved. Isaac your servant, and Israel your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day, because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no holocaust, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, as though it were holocausts of rams and bullocks, or thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today, as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, do not withhold your compassion from us. O God, I will sing to you a new song. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind, man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow. Lower your heavens and come down, touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke, flash your lightnings rout the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. To you, O God, will I sing a new song. I will play on the ten-stringed harp to you who give kings their victory, who set David your servant free. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O God, I will sing to you a new song. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost, drink wine and milk. Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Dawn finds me watching, crying out for you.
All my trust is in your promise.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est pero sanctorum, qui a saeculo sunt prophetarum meus. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Usiurandum quod uravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis, ut sine timore de manu inimicorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris, et tu puer propheta altissimi vocaberis, praebus enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius. Ad dandam scientiam salutus plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum eorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis setent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us. We thank you, God and Father of Jesus our Savior, for the knowledge and immortality you have given us through him.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Make us humble of heart. Help us to serve one another out of reverence for Christ.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Pour out your Spirit on us, your servants, and make us sincere in our love for each other.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
You instructed man to labor and exercise dominion over the earth. May our work honor you and sanctify our brothers and sisters.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, strength of those who hope in you, who willed that the Bishop St. John Chrysostom be illustrious by his wonderful eloquence and his experience of suffering. Grant us, we pray, that instructed by his teachings, we may be strengthened through the example of his invincible patience. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.